Dobro, tisto, kar smo rekli, da danes, kar nam je še ostalo, ne, kako spraviti sve skupaj, si bomo pogledali, kako na več skupine. Kaj je kakšno stvar, zdaj, pa navadi vi, kakšne koli stvari boste delili, mogoče nosto nikoli v življenju načrtovali nobene antene več, razen tiste, ki boste mogoče kakor študite naredili. Ampak tiste stvari, ki so zagotovo se vam zgodilo v praksi, da vam bo rekli, ja, imate en radio, možete dati na stolp in možete postaviti več anten, ne? Imate en stolp, ne? Dalje vam bojo en radio tukaj, ne? In vi na stolp dejte več anten, eno sem pa eno. Sem pa eno, sem dol, ne? Dejte vi vse to skupaj izvedeti na en sam radio. Tu zagotovo, tu bi zagotovo vas čakal življenje, pa tudi če se zradi, no beka nikoli da. Če ne zbog pa rekli, pa vse vi ste tisti, ki se spoznaste na radio. Ne? So, to simplify things about a race. Well, usually we want to, we said that a race, we need them to make a larger aperture with a plane wavefront, but this is not usually the case what people need to do in practice. Whatever you are going to do in practice, maybe you are never going to design an antenna in your life. But something you, as an engineer, you will be asked to do is, well, you have one radio, you have to make different links with just one radio, and you have to install many different antennas for this radio and connect them together. This is certainly, people are going to ask you to do that. So that is, if, even if you don't know anything about antennas. Now the question is, where does this array that we built here, maybe this antenna relates in this direction, this one in this direction, this one in this direction. What is going to be the performance of the whole array of antennas? Not looking at a single antenna, but the whole array of antennas. Se pravi, moramo pogledati, kako se bo obnašala celotna skupina neanten, kar ni enako obnašanju posamezne skupine anten. Ne? Če naredimo zdaj en zelo preprost zgled tukaj, ne? Imamo recimo dve anteni, tako, ne? Imamo en oddajnik tukaj, ne? In zdaj ta oddajnik preključimo na eno anteno in preključimo ga tudi na drugo anteno, ne? Kaj se zdaj lahko zgodi? Ne? Se pravi, ena antena recimo pokrije svojim smernim diagram v to smer, druga antena pokrije svojim smernim diagram v to smer. Ne? So we connect one transmitter to two antennas, pointing into different directions, and people usually think that they were going to get the sum of the two radiation patterns. Se pravi, če je tu, da bom, ljudje pa navali mislijo, da bom videl vsoto prvega smernega diagrama in drugega smernega diagrama. Ja, ja, vprašanje je vsoto, ja, samo vprašanje je kakšno vsoto. So, we are going to get the sum, but we don't know what kind of sum. The sum is going to be a phasor sum. Vsota bo tukaj kazalčna vsota, vsota smernih diagramov. Ne? Ja, in kazalčna vsota je lahko, če smo dali dve anteni skupaj, je lahko nekaj takšnega, ne? In, to je ena možnost, in je lahko kazalčna vsota nekaj takšnega. Ne? Obej dve sta kazalčna vsota. So, the phasor sum is something difficult to understand. The phasor sum may, in place of the sum, simple sum of these two radiation patterns of these two antennas, you may get a pattern that has a maximum in between the two antennas, or you may get a pattern that has a deep zero between the two antennas. So it's not trivial connecting antennas together, what they are going to get. And people usually take the wrong decision when they have to do something like that. Take the wrong decision and do the wrong thing, and they don't measure the pattern. Of course, you cannot turn the whole tower with antennas. Measuring antenna patterns is usually very expensive. Meritosmerni diagram antene je zelo draga, zato kar počnete v laboratoriju, mora biti en kup pogojev izpolnjenih, pa sošolca ne sme biti vmes med sprejemljeno dajno anteno. Zdaj, tu v praksi, da boste vi cel stolp tukaj zavrteli z vsemi antenami postavljeni in pogledali, kam ta stvar seva, to ne pride v poštev, ne? Kakšna taka stvar. In dosti krat se napak, ki pri načrtovanju ljudje niti ne zavedajo, ker taka stvar ne naredijo. Niti se jih ne da odkriti, so errors here are not usually not disclosed, or people are not even aware of what they did. Tako da si pogledamo zdaj en malček, kakšne mi bi naredili, kakšne preproste skupine bi naredili. Ne? No in ena stvar je, da jaz uporabim v skupini same enake antene. Se pravi, kaj se bom pogovarjal v skupinah, prva stvar bom rekel, da imam enake antene. So the first condition is I have identical antennas. Drugi pogoj, bom rekel, da so antene enako usmerjene. So the second condition is that they have the same orientation. Ta gleda se, ne? In tretji pogoj, ki ga bom tukaj naredil, je, da antene so enako polarizirane. So the third condition is that the antennas have the same polarization. Te antene jasno izvežem tukaj v koherenten oddajnik, se pravi antene povežem z nekim vezjem tukaj, povežem eno anteno, ne, povežem tukaj drugo anteno, povežem tretjo anteno, ne, nekaj spojnim vezjem skupaj, ne, to mogoče eno vremen pa so matri, da so, maybe I have some transformation of impedance here, but I connect all antennas to the same transmitter, to same coherent transmitter, all antennas same polarization like this one. If I write the electric field of the different antennas, it has the same direction. Se pravi, če imam takšno skupino, ki so enake antene, same enake antene med sabo, ki so vse antene enako polarizirane, enako usmerjene, se pravi, isto smer gledajo, in so vse antene imajo enako polarizacijo, takrat lahko si zapišem pravilo o množenju smernih diagram. So when I have identical antennas in my array, they are all connected to the same transmitter. Maybe they are not all fed with the same phase, they are not fed all with the same power, but the antennas are identical. The antennas are oriented all in the same direction. This is not the case. These antennas do not look in the same direction, so this is not the case. And all antennas have the same polarization. We can multiply the radiation patterns. In kaj to
pravilo pravi? Pravi, da celoten smeren diagram, ki ga bomo dobili, je pa zdaj enak produktu smernega diagrama od posameznega elementa, krat smeren diagram od skupine. Kjer je element, je taka posamezna antena. Ne?
Vsaka posamezna antena ta ima f elementa od teta in od fi. Ne?
In smeren diagram skupine je smeren diagram točkastih virov, ki bi se nahajali na istih mestih. Ne? Se pravi, ta skupina tukaj, ne? Točkastih virov, ne? Ta bi imela f skupine od teta in od fi. Ne? Tukaj, ne? Ker ta skupina, jasno, je še zmerom napajena z enakimi tokovi, se pravi, če je bila ta antena napajena s tokom I1, ta s tokom I2, ta s tokom I3, tudi ta skupina točkastih neusmirjenih virov je napajena s tokom I1, napajena s tokom I2, je napajena s tokom I3. Nisem rekel, da te tokovi morajo biti enake med sabo, to ni pogoj. So what is the rule about multiplication of the radiation patterns? The overall radiation pattern will be the product of the radiation pattern of one single element. If the elements are identical, then this one is valid for all three is the same. If they have the same orientation and the same polarization, of course, also this is a requirement, that this one is valid for all three elements. Multiplied by the radiation pattern of an array of isotropic sources, point sources that radiate in all directions, that are fed with the same currents. These currents need not be the same magnitude, need not be in phase, we can play on that, but it has, the currents have to be the same as the original antenna. In takšno pravilo množenja smernih diagramov, mislim, da je jasno videti, stvar je linearna, problem je. Lahko seštevamo stvari skupaj. Neposredno z tega seštevanja sledi ven množenje smernih diagramov. No? Tisto, kar pa ne sledi ven, ne, je pa tu naslednje, ne? Kar ne sledi ven je ne velja, da smeren diagram, smernost skupine je pa zdaj smernost elementa krat smernost skupine. Ne? Tu pa ne velja. So what is not valid and what people frequently make the error here is that the directivity of the whole array is not equal to the directivity of an element multiplied by the directivity of isotropic sources. This is not valid. And people usually make a mistake, they assume that this is valid. This usually is not valid. While the relationship between among radiation patterns, this is always valid, because this is simple summation. The problem is linear, so we can multiply the radiation pattern of one element times the radiation pattern of isotropic sources that are located in the corresponding direction, because the radiated electric field is linearly proportional to what we do, what antennas we add in the system. Zdaj, da si bomo pogledali, kaj to pomeni za nas, ne? Kakšne skupine bi sploh gradili. Ne? Začnemo z enim enostavnim zgledom. Ne? In ta enostavni zgled, dajmo si postaviti samo dva neusmerjena izvora na os z. Ne? In bomo pogledali zdaj, kaj se zgodi. So, to see what is the effect of building arrays, we are looking at the simplest possible case. We take just two isotropic sources, point sources, put them on the z-axis, because computations are simpler, and see what is the effect of what is the effect of building arrays. Damo dva neusmirjena izvora, tukaj, ne? Tako na razdaljo, tukaj če pišem razdalje. Recimo, da bo celotna razdalja h, dam tukaj h polovic in dam tukaj tudi h polovic. Ampak dopuščam, da izvora, sta neusmirjena izvora, da sta napajena z različnimi tokovi, recimo gorni izvor za tokom I1, spodni izvor za tokom I2. So I put two isotropic sources, point sources on the axis C, and at plus minus h half, the height of our array. So this is the simplest possible array, just two elements. But I need not supply the antennas with the same currents. They may be supplied with different currents. In v poljubni točki prostora, na recimo koordinati R, tukaj dol lahko šejem kot teta, ne, bom jaz poskušal izračunati tukaj gor, kakšno električno polje dajete. Ne. Kjer je, izvora sama po sebi sta pa enaka med sabo. Ne. Tukaj izvora sta enaka, ker sta tu neusmirjena izvora, smo rekli, f elementa od teta in od fi, ne bo enako ena, ne? Tu. Sources, isotropic sources have a radiation pattern equal to 1. Zdaj, tisto, kar bo največ razlike prineslo, razlika bo prinesla različna razdalja. Tukaj je razdalja R1, tukaj je razdalja R2, ne? Ampak moramo se zavedati tudi, da za oba izvora tukaj, ne, imam tukaj, imam, za tega imam kot teta 1, za tega tukaj imam kot teta 2, ne, ti koti niso čist enaki kot u teta. So I have to be careful, the distances are not the same from the sources to the observation point, R1 and R2 are different, and the two angles, teta 1 and teta 2, are also different. Če si zapišemo zdaj polje, kakšno izgleda, ne? Električno polje, ki ga seva ta prva, prvi izvor, tukaj gor je ena, pač polarizacija ena, ta prvega izvora, neka sorazmernostna konstanta za tokom I1, n manj jk R1 z R1, ne? Tako lahko zapišem neusmirjen izvor, ne? In ta drugi izvor je pa, ima neko drugo polarizacijo, nekaj sta en malčkin razen med sabo, ne, razmerni vektor niso enaki, sorazmerno toku I2, ampak sorazmerna sta konstanta, če imam enake vrste anten, je enaka, ne, n manj jk R2 z R2, ne. So what are the radiated fields of the two isotropic sources? Each one has its own polarization. This would be the same if the two sources were in the same point located. But since they are located at different points in space, these two may differ. It may differ a little bit if they are close by, but may differ. This is still the case of same polarization here, but I have to be accurate, I have to write this vector will be slightly different from this one than from this one, because the two angles theta are not the same. Identical antennas have an identical proportional constant alpha. They may be fed with different currents. Each one radiates a spherical wave originating from that point source. So R1 or R2 depending. Zdaj, celotno polje bo jasno vsota obeh, ne? No, ampak nas zanima celotno polje na dovolj velike razdalje, ne, se pravi, zanima nas v Fraunhoferovem področju, ne? Kjer je razdalja večja od 2h kvadrat z lambda. So we are looking at the field only in the Fraunhofer region. R is larger than 2h squared over lambda, where h is the size of the dimension of our array.
Takrat v Fraunhoferjem področju, kaj lahko rečem? Lahko rečem, da polarizacija bo z obe dve anteni enaka. So, in the Fraunhofer region, theta 1 is almost identical to theta 2. Is almost identical to theta. Koti theta so postanejo podobni v Fraunhoferjem področju. Enaki in zato polarizacija je ista, tako da s tem se ne mislim ukvarjati. Ne? So, because angles become very close, theta 1, theta 2 and theta become very similar in the Fraunhofer region, I need not care about the polarization. Polarization is almost the same. Kar tudi mi ni treba skrbeti, ni mi treba skrbeti o imenovalcu. I need not care about the denominator here. The denominator in the Fraunhofer region also 1 over R1 is almost identical to 1 over R2 is almost identical to 1 over R. Zato, ker z razdaljo ta v imenovalcu gre samo amplituda. Gledamo, we look at the denominator of our expressions. These denominators at large distances, they are almost the same. The amplitude is the same. What is not the same, what is important in the Fraunhofer region, is the phase. Tisto, kar moramo paziti v Fraunhoferjem področju, je faza. Ne? Faza tukaj ni enaka. Ne? Se pravi, v Fraunhoferjem področju ena manj jk r1 ni enako ena manj jk r2. Ne? Faza bo ta prva stvar, ki nam pokvari stvari. Ne? In fazo moramo paziti, kje je razlika, tako da z R1 in z R2 moramo zapisati izraze. Ne? No, če z R1 in R2 pišemo, kaj so. Ne? R1 in R2. Phase is not equal in the Fraunhofer region. We cannot neglect that. So we have to calculate R1 and R2 from the cosine theorem. Tu je zdaj tukaj R kvadrat in k polovic na kvadrat, manj dvakrat r krat h polovic, ne, krat kozinus teta. Ne. Upper source, here we have the angle theta, here in between. We can take this triangle and we write the cosine theorem for the triangle. The spodni vir for the lower source, the cosine theorem is similar. But the angle is now pi minus theta. Tukaj imamo kot, tukaj imamo v spodnjem trikotniku imamo kot pi manj teta, ne? Spet, na velikih razdaljah vzamemo poenostavitve, ne? Na velikih razdaljah verjetno ta člen je tako majhen, da ga lahko zanemarim, ne? V Fraunhoferjem področju. In približno korine. So, I make an approximate square root and approximation, that's good enough for us. Se pravi, približek, ki bo zadosti dober za nas. Oba dva ima sta r noter, ne? Ta ima minus, ta ima plus, ne? Ha polovic, ne? Polovic. Krat kozinus teta, ne? Ta ima pa plus ha polovic krat kozinus teta, ne? Ker smo rekli, da trik, ki smo ga tukaj uporabili, smo rekli, da korijen iz 1 in epsilon je približno 1 in epsilon polovic. So we have made the approximation. For the square root, if epsilon is small, or smaller than 1, then we can take the approximation. This is true in this case. We also replace cosine pi minus theta with minus cosine theta. So minus here and minus here is plus. Tako da, če zdaj zapišemo naš celoten izraz, poenostavljeno za električno polje, kaj dobimo iz vsega tega ven, ne? Drugače zapišemo, ne? Kar nadaljujem, ne? Polarizacija je skupna, sorazmernostna konstanta je skupna, počas smo rekli, smo da skupna, potem smo rekli, da je skupna. Dobro, tok je skupen, ena z R, tukaj tudi pišem, to je tudi skupno, ne? Ena z R, ena z R, ena z R, skupno. Pač pa eksponentne funkcije niso enake, ne? Eksponentne funkcije imam ena manj od k, ena in ena manj od k, R2. So the only difference is in the phase, and the phase is hidden in the complex exponent function. That's different from one until another. Ja, zdaj, dajmo se zapisati, kaj te stvari pomenijo, ne? Kaj pa je ena manj od kar ena, ne? Ena manj od kar ena, ne? Tu je zdaj, če uporabim ta približenje, so using this approximation for R1, this is ena manj od kar R, tukaj, ne, brez enke, ne? In pomnoženo z ena, ker ima tukaj minus, ima tukaj gor plus, j od k, h polovic, kosinus teta, ne? So I use this approximation for R1 in the expression for the phase. I do the same for R2. Naredim isto stvar za R2, ena manj od k R2, ki je približno ena manj od k R, krat E zdaj pa na, ker tukaj imam plus predznak, tukaj minus gor, naj, j od k, h polovic, kosinus teta, ne? Ja, še nekaj sem pozabil. I made a mistake up here. We said that the currents need not be the same. This was our currents need not be the same. So I shouldn't write the current here. Mi nismo pisali to kar tukaj. But I should write currents here. I oversimplified the problem. We said suppose that currents are not the same. Da vidimo zdaj, kaj iz vsega tega ostane. Dobro, lahko pišem smerni vektor za polarizacijo. Alfa z R, ne? Ja, tukaj lahko izpostavim iz obeh, lahko izpostavim ena manj od kar. So both phases have the same term. This term is the same, I can put it out. But I am left with j k d polovic cos teta i d da kres n manj od k d polovic cos teta. To je tisto, kar mi ostane, ne? Zdaj, tu je načeloma izraz, zdaj sem speljal čist splošen primer, če sta, imam poljubne tokove tukaj in grem gledati, kakšno bo polje, ne? Ja, v Fraunhoferjem področju edina stvar, ki se pozna, je faza. Se pozna faza tukaj noter, ne? In seveda tokova nista enaka med sebo. So, trying to get the radiated field in the far region, in the Fraunhofer region. What can I see here? I see that most things are common. This is just similar to the radiation of a single source, a single source. But we have the two currents, and we have corrections for the phases of the two currents. And two currents need not be the same. No, zdaj, tu so, ki smo splošno napisali, zdaj lahko filozofiramo naprej, ampak zdaj, dajmo pogledati, zanimiv primer. So let's try to look at the most interesting case here. What is the most interesting case? Kakšen je najbolj zanimiv primer?
Zdaj, tokova imasta lahko različne faze, imasta lahko različne amplitude. Če imasta tokova hudo različne amplitude, mi tukaj skoraj nobenega učinka skupine ne bomo videli. Ne? Zato, ker tista amplituda ta drugega toka bi bilo lahko tudi preprosto en odboj radijskega signala v drugi. So, thinking about what these currents may be here, I said they may have different amplitudes, they may have different phases. But if we have currents in the two elements that have very different amplitudes, one is much stronger than the other, the weaker one might simply represent a reflection of the radio waves of some obstacle. It makes, in practice, it makes very little sense to build arrays where the feeding currents of the two elements are very, very different, differ very much in magnitude. So the most interesting case, najbolj zanimiv primer, the most interesting case is when the effect of the array is the largest. So to see, we want to study what happens with array. The largest effect of the array we have when the two currents have the same magnitude. Se pravi, največji učinek skupine bomo imeli, kadar ima sta oba vira enake jakosti. Ne? Enako, velike tokove niso pa te viri so fazne. We have the largest effect of the array when the two currents have the same magnitude, but the phases differ. No, in kako lahko napišemo tukaj faze? Najbolj preprosto lahko napišemo tako, da recimo I1 je nek tok I nič krat 1 J fi. Tukaj bom rekel fi polovic. In I2 je pa nek I nič krat 1 manj J fi polovic. Ne, to preprosto pomeni, da I1 je I2 krat 1 J fi. Let phi denote here the phase difference between the two antennas. In this most interesting case. And then we can rewrite the currents, writing with a new constant I0, just to simplify our expression. No, če zdaj gremo tu, ustavimo sem noter, ne? Dobimo, da električno polje je zdaj ena polarizacija. Alfa krat da I nič, ne? Da I nič izpostavil. N manj od kar zr, ne? No in tukaj imam pa oklepaj, ne? Ena J fi polovic krat ena J k d polovic kosinus teta, ne? In tukaj še ena manj od fi polovic krat ena manj od k d polovic kosinus teta, ne? So,
from h polovic.
H. We wrote H here, not a V. Mistakenly wrote D. Some years I write H, so you should have used the same letters in whole derivation. H. Also for the Fraunhofer criterion, we write usually 2D squared over lambda, so I have to be very careful to use the correct letter I'm using. Kaj smo zdaj dobili tukaj ven, ne? Tu tukaj je praktično sevenje enega vira, ne? Ne? seven enega vira dobimo tukaj, ja, ampak tukaj zraven, tukaj je pa zdaj naš smerni diagram skupine. Ne? Tukaj je zdaj tisti smerni diagram F skupine od teta. So what we got here, this is practically, in practice, radiation of one single point source fed with the current I0. And the remaining part is the radiation pattern of our ray. Če pogledamo zdaj naprej, kaj tu je, ne? Tu lahko zdaj zapišem, tu samo prepišem tukaj. Polarizacijo, kakšno pač imamo, alfa in nič. Eno manje od kar razre, ne? Tu tukaj pa lahko spravimo na dvakrat kozinus, ne? Lahko rečemo dvakrat kozinus od česa, od pi polovic in k krat k polovic, kozinus od teta, ne? Če to prepišemo, če bi dali eksponentne funkcije, če damo skupaj, na skupen eksponent tukaj, pa na skupen eksponent tukaj, vidimo, da tu je ravno dvakrat kozinus. So, we can rewrite everything, just copy the radiation of one single point source, and express this radiation pattern with, in a simpler way. Kar nam povej tukaj, ne, naša izpeljava povej nam, da mi imamo praktično dva vira, ne. We have two sources, and the thing we were looking for, se pravi, kar smo iskali, to so stvari, ki smo mi iskali, iskali smo smerni diagram skupine od teta fi, ne, je zdaj kozinus od fi polovic in k krat h polovic kozinus teta, ne. To je naš učinek skupine. So, what is the effect of our array? The effect of our array is a certain radiation pattern of our array. And this radiation pattern of this, our array, we found the function now. The function has two variables, has the spacing, h, and the phase angle between the feeding the two antennas. So, dobili smo smerni diagram skupine. Smerni diagram skupine zdaj je funkcija dveh spremenljivk. Ena spremenljivka je fazna razlika, s katero napajamo en pa drugi vir, ta druga spremenljivka je razdalja med viroma. Ne? No, sam smeren diagram, potem bo jasno funkcija kota teta, mi smo si postavili tu namenoma, na preprost način, smo postavili tukaj v koordinatno izhodišče, tako da ste preprosti. So, we tried to do everything in a simple way, putting our array in the origin of the coordinate system, and putting the array along the axis z, so we have only dependence on theta. This radiation pattern, besides being a function of theta, we have two variables. We have one is the spacing of the elements in the array, the other one is the phase difference between feeding two antennas. This is for the most interesting case, currents having the same area. Same magnitude. Se pravi, tu je jasno stvar za najbolj zanimiv primer, ne? Če smo dali enako velike tokove, ker tukaj bo učinek skupine največji. Če so tokovi enako veliki, je učinek skupine največji. So with the same currents that effect of the array is the largest. Zdaj pa, dajmo pogledati, kakšne skupine gradimo. Jaz lahko gradim skupino, tako če sta dva vira tukaj na osi z, ne? Z, ne? Ki ima maksimum sevanja v smeri osi z. No, ali v smeri osi z, lahko tudi v obratne smeri, ne v smeri minus z. Takšni skupini, ki ima maksimum v smeri plus osi z ali pa minus z, se pravi, to imamo rečemo maksimum plus z ali pa
maksimum. Minus z, ne? Takšni skupini rečemo osna skupina. Če sem tukaj pisal F skupine od teta. So, just to bring up some names, if we build our array to enhance the radiation, to have the maximum radiation, in the direction of the axis Z, of the axis where we align this array, we call this an end-fire array. Druga možnost, kar lahko tukaj naredimo, je ta, da jaz spet namestim antene po osi Z. Imam tukaj oba naklavira, ampak zdaj pa naredim stvari takšne, da bo zdaj stvar sevala bočno. Se pravi, tukaj imam maksimum v smerih xy, ne? V ravnini. Ne? No, in takšne skupine rečem bočna skupina. So, if I arrange things in such a way that I have the maximum of radiation inside the xy plane. This is called the Broadside plane. And I may have some radiation somewhere else, I may have some side lobes, but if I have the maximum in the xy plane, so, at right angle to the axis of my array, this is a broadside array. Lahko na hitro ugotovimo, kakšni so pogoji, zdaj, da bomo dobili bočno skupino ali pa da bomo dobili osno skupino. No, za bočno skupino je zelo preprosto ugotoviti tukaj, ne? Za bočno skupino je jasno pogoj, da je fi enak nič, ne? So, in order to get a broadside array, the two elements of my array have to be fed in phase. There should be no phase difference between the two arrays. The two elements in the feeding. So currents should be identical. Da dobimo bočno skupino, preprost pogoj je, da je fazna razlika med obema izvoroma nič. Na ta način se sevanje vedno sešteva v ravnini xy. Se pravi, bomo dobili bočno skupino. Ne? Za osno skupino, kaj lahko rečemo za osno skupino? Ja, za osno skupino lahko bi držali, recimo, poskušali poskupaj iskati argument tega kozina so tukaj, da bo nič. Ne? Če argument tega kozina nič, pa teta je enako nič, tu pomeni, da tukaj gor imam, recimo, ta možna izbira bi bila fi je minus k krat h. Ne? Spodnja možna izbira je fi je enako k krat h. Ne? Ampak te izbire niso edine možne. Jaz lahko dobim osno skupine tudi z drugačno izbiro fazne. So, with an end-fire array, okay, again I look to have the argument of the outside cosine be equal to zero. But here, this phi is equal to minus kh will give us a certainly maximum radiation in the direction z. Phi is equal to kh will be given the maximum direction in the direction minus z. But these are not the only choices. Tu ni edina izbira. This is not the only choice. I have several possible choices to make an entire array. It's not that simple as a broadside array. A broadside array is the simplest thing what we can do.
In zdaj pogledali si bomo nekaj zgledov, tako osne skupine, kakor bočne skupine, kakšne smerne diagrame sploh dobimo. Ne? Da bomo videli, kaj je zdaj smiselno početi, česa ni smiselno početi. Z samo dvema veroma. Ne? Tako da jaz moram zdaj tablo, celo tablo pobrisati, da bomo tu narisali gor vse te primere. So, what we are going to do next is to look at what can we get from a broadside array, what kind of patterns can we get from an end-fire array, changing the parameters to see what is useful to do and what is not useful to do. Now, without making any drawings, it's difficult to guess what choice makes sense, what choice does not make sense. No, in prva stvar, kar si bomo pogledali, je mogoče tebel preprosta stvar, pogledali smo si počne skupine. Ne? So, the first thing we are going to look at are broadside arrays.
Se pravi, gledamo zglede, fi je enako nič. Ne? Fi je enako nič. V tem primeru bo smeren diagram od teta in od fi, bo zdaj preprosto kozinus od k krat h polovic, kozinus od teta tukaj, ne? Ta sled bomo imeli, ne?
So we are looking first at broadside arrays to see what can we get out of broadside arrays. How will they behave? What can they provide us? Which radiation patterns are useful, which are not useful? Zdaj, tisto, kar se mogoče splača tukaj narediti, se splača malo brn stvari in sicer mogoče izraziti ne s k, pač pa k pisati, da je tu 2pi z lambda. Ne? Se pravi, če pišem k je 2pi z lambda, tu pomeni, da ta smeren diagram f od teta in od fi, ne? Bo zdaj kozinus od pi krat h ulomljeno za lambda krat kozinus teta, ne? So it makes sense to rewrite everything here using the wavelength, not the wave number. Wave number is not usually not as useful as the wavelength. To see how many wavelength spacing do we have between the two elements of an array. In lahko gremo tukaj pogledati zdaj, kakšna bo zdaj naš prvi zgled tukaj, ne? Ki ga imamo, naš prvi zgled, kakšen bi lahko bil. No? In gremo pogledati zdaj prvi zgled, recimo, prvi zgled vzamemo h je enako lambda četrtine. Ne? Tu pomeni, da f od teta in od fi bo zdaj enako kozinus od pi četrtin kozinus teta. Ne? No, in če zdaj jaz narišem tukaj, smeren diagram, kakor funkcija teta, ne? Teta tukaj, f od teta in od fi, ne? Pi polovic gre teta do pi vse gre teta, južni tečaj, severni tečaj. Naš kozinus teta je zdaj, pa tukaj noter, je zdaj ena taka funkcija kozinus teta, ne? Vraj, što tu nariso gora. Ne?
Celsius teta, ne? No, in kar pride tukaj zdaj zraven, iz tega cosinus teta moram zračunati, to je pomnoženo s pi četrtin, ne? Se pravi, argument zunanjega cosinusa bo tukaj plus pi četrtin, bo tukaj nič, bo tukaj minus pi četrtin, ne? No, naš celoten smiren diagram bo zdaj nekaj takšnega, bo imel maksimum tukaj, jasno pa nič. In tukaj štarta z per korinč, per nič celih 7, ne se pravi. Nič celih 7, to je cosinus od pi četrtin. Cosinus od minus pi četrtin je tudi nič celih 7, ne, tukaj. In tukaj imamo ena vrednost, ne. To bo moj smiren diagram, ne. Če ga jaz narišem, to je isto stvar, zdaj malo varčujem s tablo, zaradi tega mi gre nerudno, ne. On tu pobrisal, to lahko narišem tukaj spodaj, ne. Če narišem ta isti smiren diagram zdaj v polarnih koordinatah, ne, kjer z razdaljo od izhodišča, recimo tukaj imamo os z, tukaj imam ravnino x, y, imam enotni krok, ne, moj smeren diagram, kam takšna antena sveti, takšna antena maksimalno sveti bočno, ne, in tukaj sveti en malček manj, ne. Tukaj nič celih 7, ne. Ena, ena, nič celih 7, ne. I'm trying to sketch the radiation patterns in the different cases. This is the first case we have a quarter wavelength spacing between two elements fed in phase. So phi is equal to 0. I'm making two sketches. One sketch is the plot of f of theta phi as a function of theta. And the other plot is so-called polar plot. So with the distance from the center, I mark the intensity of the radiation. The intensity of the electric field. So this is a polar plot, this is a Cartesian plot. So we have both plots, as you say, to better represent what can we do here. What's the bottom line here? A closed spacing of a broadside array does not have much effect. Kakšen je zdaj zaključek zgodbe tukaj, če imamo? Se pravi, če imamo oba elementa razmeroma blizu skupaj, kakšnega silnega učinka ni. Lejte, ta smeren diagram, kumaj da kaj izmerite, 3 decibele napake, pa antena je zelo malo. The effect of building an array of two elements, a broadside array, two elements that are close together is very, very small. This is 3 dB difference from 1 to 0.7 amplitudes, 1 to 1/2 power. This is barely perceptible in practice when you have reflections and so on. So this is not a particularly useful array. Poskusimo zdaj naslednjo možnost. Ne? Naslednja možnost, grem tukaj zdaj na razdaljo, h je recimo lambda polovic, tako da smeren diagram f od teta in od fi je zdaj tukaj kozinus od pi polovic kozinus teta, ne? No in če zdaj rišem ta smeren diagram kot funkcijo kota teta, ne? Diagram. Grem pi polovic, pi, nič tukaj, ne? Kakšen bode ta smeren diagram? Dobro, spet maksimum imam na sredini, ne? Maksimum ena je tukaj na sredini, ne? Maksimum. Ampak, per teta je nič, je tu ena, je tu pi polovic, kozinus od pi polovic je enako nič. Per minus ena je minus pi polovic, je tudi kozinus enak nič. Se pravi, smiren diagram zdaj je nekaj takšnega. Ne? No, tukaj se že vidi nekaj učinka skupine. So we have some effect of the array and the spacing of lambda half.
If we try to plot the same thing in polar coordinates, I plot here the unit circle. This should correspond to the maximum radiation. The radiation pattern now, it has a toroidal shape. A cross section of the toroid is now 2 circles here. But we should understand that this is circular symmetric.
Se pravi, smer diagram zdaj tukaj bo v polarnih koordinatah, bo zdaj tu toroid, ne? Tako obroček, ne? Obroček, kjer se zavrti okoli, ker ta stvar je rotacijsko simetrična okolo sveta, ne? No, takšna skupina že ima učinek. Takšna skupina nič ne sejeva v smeri osiza. So, an array with lambda half spacing between the two elements already has some effect. The effect is that we have no radiation in the direction of the axis Z. Let's try one more spacing. And I proceed slowly here. The next value I try is spacing of 3/4 of wavelength. So the radiation pattern now is cosine. Cosine theta. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to plot the absolute value. No, tisto, kar se zdaj zgodi, ta funkcija lahko postane tudi negativna. Ne? Nas ponavadi zanima jakost sevanja brez faze. Ne? No, in če nas ne zanima faza, tu pomeni, da bomo pisali tukaj gor absolutno vrednost. We are going to plot the absolute value of the radiation pattern because we are not interested in phase. Kako zdaj ta stvar izgleda?
Na sredini imamo jasno tukaj enko, ne? We have one in the center, na maximum. But this thing will go down to quite low values. Where here we have 0.7. Minus 3 dB. Maybe it's not in the best proportion this. Mogoče nisem najlepšem razmeru narisal, ne? Se pravi, tukaj imam zdaj že stranske snope. So side lobes start appearing here. Space še v polarnih koordinatih, da je tu narišen, se pravi, razdalja. Tukaj razdalja od izhodišča pomeni jakost sevanja. So the intensity of the electric field is represented in the polar diagram with the distance from the origin. Kar dobim tukaj? Dobim dva velika snopa. V ravnini XY. Ne dva snopa, to je v resnici entoroiden snop. Ne? In dobim dva manjša snopa, tu sta pa v resnici dva manjša snopa, sem in sem. Ne? Kaj imam tukaj ena, tukaj imam nič celih sedem, tukaj imam nič celih sedem. Ne?
So what do I get in the case of 3/4 lamb wavelength spacing? I get one main lobe that is a toroidal pattern around the z-axis, and I get two side lobes in the direction of the axis z.
Gremo naprej pogledat, kaj se da narediti. Kakšen bo naslednji zgled, če vzamem, da razdalja med viroma je lambda, ne? Se pravi, smeren diagram, zdaj f od teta in od fi, bo zdaj kozinus od pi krat cosinus teta, ne?
In spet bom risal tukaj samo absolutno vrednost smernega diagrama, ker smeren diagram deže menja znak, ne? Zanima me pa praktično, koliko je jakost, ne zanima me fada, ne? Tako, spet pišem tukaj teta, tukaj absolutna vrednost, se pravi spet polovice, pi, nič, ne? No, če se tukaj zdaj pogledam, kaj bom dobil, ja. Ta zunanji kozinus bo pri teta je pi polovic, bo jasno enak ena. Pri teta je nič ali pa pi, bom dobil tukaj plus ali pa minus ena, dobim plus ali pa minus pi, je pa minus ena. Ne? Tako da je ta stvar bo zdaj nekaj takšno. Če narišem gospode, še enkrat. Teta, ne, ne, teta, x, y. Ravnina x, y, bi gor os z, ne, enotni krok, če narišem. Dobim en toroidni snop, ta tukaj, ne? To je ta toroidni snop. Tukaj v ravnini xy. In dobim še en snop sem gor. En stranski snop sem. In en stranski snop sem. Ne? No, ta stvar bi rekel človek, zdaj je že manj uporabna. Manj uporabna, zakaj? Sem dobil stranske snope, enako močne, kot glavne snope, ne? Tukaj je tukaj kakšne posebne, pa isto tukaj ni, ne? Gremo risati naprej, ne? Rišemo naprej in poskusimo še večjo razdaljo. Ne? Tukaj najlažje je delati mnogokratnike lomkov valovne dolžine. Ne? Se pravi, vzamemo zdaj tukaj razdalje recimo 3 lambda polovice. Ne? Tako da je smeren diagram, te gremo fi je kozinus od 3 pi polovic kozinus teta. Ne? Spet rišem absolutno vrednost smernega diagrama, ne? Tukaj. Tukaj rišem kot teta. Nič. Polovic. Pi. Kaj se zdaj zgodi, če grem? Jasno, maksimum. Maksimum, nič ima maksimum, ker tu je le božna skupina, ne? Ena, ne? Ampak, če grem s teto v nič, če bo tako, da je ta ena kozinus v tripi polovici je enak nič, ne? Se pravi, tukaj bom imel zdaj nekaj takšne, tako, ne? Tako. Znači, zdaj skiciram naš jasno počna skupina je tukaj. Zdaj skiciram smeren diagram tukaj. Trying to make also a plot in polar coordinates where the distance from the origin indicates the intensity of the electric field. Plotting the unit circle.
I'm getting more and more narrow main beam in the xy plane. U ravnini xy je ta snop če dalje. Ođe, ne? In zdaj dobim še en tak čuden toroiden snop tukaj gor, ne? Ima tudi tukaj ničlo. Tu je gorni toroiden snop. In da vidim še en spodni toroiden snop tukaj, ne? So in this case I get one main beam in the xy plane, this is a toroidal beam, and I have an upper toroidal beam and a lower toroidal beam, but these are toroidal beams, not toroidal beams. They are depicted here twice because of the projection of the polar projection. We can try yet another possibility. Še eno možno, poskusimo, kaj se da narediti tukaj, ne? Poskusimo. In sicer damo, recimo, razdalja H je tukaj, H je 2 lambda, ne? Tako da F od teta fi je zdaj kozinus od 2 pi kozinus teta, ne? Spet bom risal samo apsolutno vrednost, f od teta nad fi, ker meni je na prednak, ne? Musim ga še na to brisati. Kaj dobim zdaj v tem primeru? Dobim zdaj 5 snopov, ne? En snop, dva snop, tri, štiri, pet, tako, ne? Dobre, da ste ena tukaj, ne? Ali pa če tu narišem v zdaj, tukaj je bar xy, ravnina xy, tukaj imamo se z, ne? Če narišemo še tega, se mislim, da vidite, kam pa sta co mali tukaj, ne? So I think you understand where the in which direction the situation is evolving. I'm getting now many, many lobes. I get a very narrow toroidal lobe in the xy plane. I get yet another toroidal lobe up and down. This toroidal lobe is also here. And I get one lobe up. This is even wider. Not quite. Not to scale. This lobe gets even wider here. And also this lobe here gets quite wide. It's not, my drawing is not to scale if you did the correct drawing. This would be the broadest of all in the theta scale. So I'm getting many, many, many lobes here. Dobivam zelo dosti snopov, ne? Tako da ta stvar ni zdaj njih najbolj uporabna. Če mi gradimo skupino, kaj hočemo imeti? Hočemo imeti čim širši glavni snop, ampak čim manj stranskih snopov, pa čim več dobitka. So, building an array, what we want? We want narrowing the main beam to increase the gain. But we don't want side lobes. Katera rešitev bo za nas primerna? Ja, ta je dobra. So this one is okay and this one corresponds to our requirements. Tukaj nimam nobenega učinka skupine. Here I have little if any effect of the array. Here I have a useful, tukaj pa imam en neuporabno smerni diagram, lahko bi rekli temu interferometer ali nekaj tazna, ampak tu za komunikacije pa navadi nam uporabno. So, having many side lobes is not useful for communication.
We could call this an interferometer or something, but this is not very useful. If we further increase lambda, it does not make much sense. That's all for this hour. We make a breakdown. Nothing more. More than, eh?